A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to talk to Daily Brother Ken Georgetown, CEO and project lead on Murray Watch. Murray Watch has supported youth accommodation in Woolloongabba and talk about the space that he's working in. A very good morning, my brother Ken. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev. Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
Thank you, brother, for coming to the program. Before we start, Cuss, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, look, my name's Ken Georgetown. I'm originally born in Sherbet, Wakai Country. My mob is the Yuman people up at Georgetown, where we get our name from.
Yep.
And on my grandmother's or mum's side is my Biggumbull side down in Gundawindi area.
Oh, too dearly, brother. How long have you been in the role there with as the CEO of Murray Watch there, Cuss?
Well, I've been a CEO since 97, but I was previous on the board for a couple of years. So I was in, but I've been at Murray Watch working since 1996, March.
Oh, fantastic, brother. So tell us about the space you work in. Who is Murray Watch and what do your mob do there, Cuss?
Yeah, Murray Watch was established in 1991. It came out of the Deaths in Custody, the Royal Commission. So Murray Watch delivers a range of divergent programs, integrated housing, homeless support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait people in Brisbane area and throughout Queensland. It was established in response to the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. We are a strong, proud community control organisation with a long history, 30 years.
Yes.
While our early work involved focus on police watch houses, over time our activities have expanded beyond the territory ending of the system to focus more on diversion and preventive crisis transitional housing, case management support and youth support programs.
And look, hats off to Luigi Institute, who support the program and work that you guys do there. Tell us some of the stuff that you're doing with the support from Luigi Institute.
Yeah, we are greatly, enormously grateful for the support provided by Luigi. The funding supports us to do further research and guides to develop most effective support accommodation service delivery model for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Service delivery. Young people experience homelessness. This will include work with our key partners to draw their experiences and work together in developing a holistic support model. Importantly, the funding will also support us to engage with vulnerable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people and click them into the process and involve them in design service delivery model so that it can meet their needs.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. And when we're talking about our mob, we're talking male and females, aren't we, Cuss?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, young, yeah. That's right.
Definitely. Is it an age group we work from and to, or is it all open?
So we're trying to work on an age bracket of around, I'm just trying to think, 12, I think, 12 to a cohort. We'll be around focusing on 12 to 24 years.
Yes. And look, a space. Just saying, a safe space and give them a foundation of, very important necessities of life, you know, just a bed, so to speak, a place to eat and what have you, and gather their thoughts and hopefully look for vision for their future, yeah?
Yes. So Murray Watch Board has decided to expand the focus of our work, including diversion support accommodation, for these vulnerable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people, particularly in Brisbane area. The decision was made in response to the current justice crisis in Queensland, as well as a very high number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged between 12 and 24 experiencing homelessness. So in Brisbane, there's a critical lack of support for accommodation for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people.
Yes.
Experiencing homelessness. So access to safe and secure accommodation is essential for better outcome for young people across every social, economic and cultural determination. For far too many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people, contact with police and the criminal justice system has been vulnerable to consequences of homelessness in the following on impact. So Murray Watch sees an establishment of a dedicated support accommodation facility for young people as a crisis step in trying to break that cycle of integration, trauma, disadvantaged experiences by too many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah, to Delican, thank you for sharing, brother. What about Murray? Watch the crew there, the staff there. How many on board, and is there a lot of First Nation people employed there?
Look, Murray Watch employs 100% Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people. That's all we employ.
Okay,
South the Islanders.
Yep.
So every staff member that we engage with, in particular this program, is 100% behind the project.
And how many on board there, Ken?
There's probably about six of us.
Yep. Fantastic. Male and females there, bro?
Yeah, correct. There's male and female staff, but the young people there as well. And we also got Jesse Williams. Jesse's is trying to help us out as well.
Yeah, Jesse Williams, that's the ex-gridiron player.
That's correct.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Big shout out to his mother and father, Arthur and Sonia. And you got a deadly team there, my brother. Thank you very much for sharing. Look, all the best to you, Ken. Please do keep in touch. And Murray Watch, kicking goals, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor, for having me on too. Thanks, Trevor.
Too deadly, Cass. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
A beautiful yarn there. Ken Georgetown, his name is, CEO and project lead of Murray Watch. Murray Watch supported youth accommodation, Woolloongabba, and proudly supported also by Lowitcher Institute. Supporting them in the work that they're doing, and keeping their young ones safe off the streets, and give them a bed and food and a place to gather their thoughts and work towards a better future for themselves. To Delhi Mob, this is National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Dream. tribe, living in harmony. It's ancient history. We've been here for over 40,000 years or more. This is the land of dreaming for culture and lore. Dream times and totems, ceremonies and sacred sites. Belongs to the land of mother, belongs to the land of
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Home today to the city. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, RACGP launches new project to shine a spotlight on rural and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders GPs. So we're looking for First Nation people to join us in this space. We're going to catch up a yarn now with a TSI lady by the name of Joanne Kasmarek, and got her on the line. Joanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Hi, I grew up on Batu Island, but I call Townsville home now, so I'm on Bindle and Woolgaragaba country.
All right, beautiful. Now, you're a med student and working towards a GP and also being an advocate for First Nation people to join this fantastic industry.
That's right. I'm very keen to get more mob to choose a career in health and
yes.
To get doctors and mob working in the health space already to take their skills to rural and remote communities.
And by having that, the more First Nation people working in this space and becoming GPs, that would help close the gap, would it not, in all facets of life, yeah?
Yeah, look, I really think that a rural doctor, and especially an Aboriginal doctor in rural areas, can really make a big difference. So I definitely encourage you to go check out This Rural Life, the RACGP website. There's mm-hmm. lots of stories there of incredible Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander doctors and non-Indigenous doctors as well doing extraordinary things for our mob all over the country.
Good. Fantastic. So tell us about your journey as such, Joanne. Did you come out of primary school and said, yes, I want to be GP. That's what my focus is for the next 25 years. Is that how it came about?
No, I actually never
tell your story.
Thought of becoming a doctor. It wasn't even on my radar. It was
okay.
only by hearing stories of other people like me who became doctors that inspired me to give it a go too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was happy to share my story as part of this project to encourage cool. other people to do the same.
All right, fantastic. So when did it change for you? What sort of work were you doing before this decision that you made in regard to becoming a GP?
I actually joined the public service as an accountant back in the day, and I worked for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and it was just a few years ago I heard about the story of Miss Du, a young Aboriginal woman over in Western Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was a bit shocked by her experiences with the health system. And, you know, it was at that point that I realised that hospitals, GP clinics might not necessarily be safe places for our mob.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this is...
And that's sad to say, but it sometimes seems so real, doesn't it?
That's right. And this is where I think, you know, a doctor, one person can make a really big difference
yeah.
in people's lives. And this is the draw for me for rural medicine, is that a lot of our mob live in rural and remote areas, and these are the areas where we really need more GPs. So I really do hope that this project encourages more doctors to consider a career in rural general practice, and especially encourage more of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people and not so young people like me to consider studying medicine.
Yeah, exactly. And look, it's a hell of a journey, and you're on that journey, but it's just by a step-by-step process, focus in on the end result, you know, and working, walking and working towards that dream, yep.
Yeah, it's challenging, but it's rewarding, and doing it for community.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. So, Joanne, are you working at the moment full-time as well as studying, or are you a full-time student?
No, studying medicine is a full-time gig, so
yeah.
full-time studying at the moment.
All right, and just paint that picture in regard to that space that you're working in. And, I mean, hard in the financial side as well, because you're studying, you've got no work, and your money's coming in. I mean, paint that picture, please, Joanne.
Yeah, it's a bit of a struggle, but my family's understanding and they're really supportive.
Good.
And I do know that, you know, my community will be proud once we have another doctor out there.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
That's what keeps me going.
So that's the drive. Fantastic. Good to have that family support. So are you living at home with mum and dad, or how's that working?
No, no, I've got my own family. So,
all right, darling.
Yep. Sacrificed a salary to do this, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Well, support of family is fantastic. And that old phrase I always talk about, when you ever see a turtle sitting on a pole, always remember the turtle never got there by itself. So we all do need that support, no matter who we are, no matter what we're chasing. But it is a team effort, isn't it? And you've got a beautiful family supporting you. But the end result, and how you say, by you being successful, it pays back to the family, doesn't it?
Yeah. And to all of you, Mom, I'm doing it for all of you too.
Deadly Joanne. Yeah. Well, love the work that you're doing. Fantastic. Leading from the front. Enjoy that journey. And please do keep in touch. And, of course, especially when you do make it, we want to sing your praises and paint that picture and use that as a goal set for other young First Nation people.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor.
Now, Joanne, thank you. Everyone. You take care, sister. Bye-bye.
You too. See ya.
And her name is Joanne Kazmarek, and she's a med student, and she's working towards to be a GP. She's saying that to all the mob out there, well, the RACGP launches new project to shine a spotlight on rural and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander GPs. So we need more First Nation GPs in this country, and working with our mob, and that in itself is rewarding in a career pathways, in a financial pathway, but also for our mob and helping our mob and closing the gap. And like I said, nothing beats better than black on black. And there it is, Joanne. Too deadly. Have you say yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
purpose plays, changing color with the incoming day.
And the lines on your face, the answer is here.
Take. long. I can't see myself alone when each day's a new memory. What you've given me, I'll return eternally, 'cause I'm still loving you after all these years. It's easy to see what you've given me, our loving home that's been built by you. What started as friends will go till the end, 'cause I'm still loving you after all these years. I'm still loving you like the first time when I said that I do. I'm still loving you like the last time I said I'll always be true. So with each step I take, your heart I'll never break, 'cause I'm still loving you after all these years. Changes appear, I'll still want you near, 'cause it's your heart that's attractive to me. We both had our fears, and sometimes we've shed a tear, but I'm still loving you after all these years. I'm still loving you like the first time when I said that I do. I'm still loving you like the last time I said I'll always be true. So with each step I take, your heart I'll never break, 'cause I'm still loving you after all. Yes, I still love you after all these years.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Felt you coming, girl, as you drew near. I knew you'd find me, 'cause I longed you here. Are you my destiny? Is this how you'll appear? Wrapped in a coat with a tear in your eye.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Thank you.
program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming alive from the Curry. I'm in Cloncurry, doing some daily work at Cultural Awareness with the deadly mob out here. Good to be on country, catching up with family. But so I'm going to catch up over yarn now with the principal of Cloncurry State School, that's Karen Heald, and she brought her bodyguard, Philip Guyard, to deadly teacher's aid. Start with Karen. Karen, good morning. How are you, sister?
Thanks, Trev. How are you?
Yes, good, good. Thank you very much for having us at the school here. We knew each other from Cairns. You went to Trinity Bay High School. I went to Cairns State High School. You've connected up again. How long have you been as principal, sister?
I'm in the acting principal position at the moment, but I've been working at the school since 2016.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. And we're coming from Cairns, Trinity Bay, together for T-Bay Mob. And look, here we are here. You brought us out here, cultural awareness, and I'll bring Brother Phil Guy into the conversation. Very good morning, Brother Phil. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Brother Phil. Very, very good. Thanks.
Good. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Well, I'm originally from Cairns as well, the Cairns I Murray. Family from Yarraba, mum's brother from Yarraba, Mugundi mob, and other from Palm Island, the Boogerman side, and a family up there, and Horn Island, Curragh people. So, yeah, all over my mob.
Too deadly, brother. Now, to both of you, brought us out here, cultural awareness. Let's talk quickly, who we got out here, Phil?
Well, we've got some visitors from Cairns. We've got, originally from Cairns, we've got Bala Dion Drummond, who's come across to do some talk and some yarn and comedy. We've got Bala Bernard David from Mental Health. He's come over as well, too, to pass on his knowledge and share his culture. We've also got Stevie Evans, another old friend from Cairns High, very deadly student, very deadly fellow. He's also the minister of, I believe...
Probably the Indian government, education minister, yes.
Right, education minister. We also got, Trendy Trev, of course, deadly Trendy Trev.
The shy fellow. Two deadly fellow.
And from the
Curry. Yeah.
We've got Boomy as well.
Yeah, Uncle Boomy, that's Uncle Peter Hyde.
Yeah, yeah,
traditional owner, there we're Gimoy, sorry, Gingy and Cairns.
Yeah, and he's come over and he's amazing. He's found out, he's got about his family on this.
He's found connection here. He's so excited. He always wanted to come to Cloncurry because his mother did walkabout from here all the way there to Towsville Way. So he's very passionate about what he has found out and he's got connection here. He said to me now, he says last night at the hotel, you know, Brother Trev, when you go talk on radio, you're at Murray from Macaulay? Well, I'm there too now. Yeah, good, yeah, cool. So that was deadly. And then also got the beautiful teacher from Steiner, James Daly. And good to have that deadly niggly brother.
Yeah, Black Irishman.
Black Irishman. Tell us about the cultural work, why you got us out here and how that worked, Karen.
Okay, so we, in this region, we're doing sort of a spotlight focus on youth engagement, attendance with our secondary students, and also our primary students. So we asked, obviously having connections in Cairns, I asked the group to come out here so that we could do some work with the kids together. Year 9 and 10 had low attendance this year after COVID last year, so we're just trying to pick that back up again and give them those connections to culture that they need.
Yeah. And like I said, even though we're not from... my other mob who are with us are not from this country, but just talking culture as a generic conversation, but to empower these young kids about the stories that we've been telling, our stories as a brother from Curry, and now living in Cairns, wear many hats, a motivational speaker, a radio announcer, and also tourist industry, dream time driver, snorkel, that you can be and do whatever you want to do no matter where you come from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a good example.
Yeah. And I think the kids got a lot out of that motivational talk that you did, Trev, because a lot of them...
Just repeat that again, sorry.
A lot of them actually went home and started writing their 100
bucket
list of what
they'd
like to do. We've also got a previous school captain here for this week as well, so he's actually going to go ahead and be the mayor
married a couple of years, so
she's gone.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
really looking forward to that. Yeah.
Young Daniel.
Yep.
Young Daniel. Well, fantastic. So cultural awareness and also an opportunity to talk and communicate with the teachers as well.
Yes, we did our PD session. We've been doing some professional development around culture. Having the visitors here has been fantastic because it just people realise that we need to go that extra step with the kids to make sure that the kids feel at home, that they feel comfortable in the classroom.
Mm.
And also the storytelling is the main focus of the curriculum too, and everything stems from that.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's been really deadly for the teachers.
And I know that the beautiful yarn we had yesterday with the teachers here, and we talked about you as teachers doing your job, but it's also about or respecting and acknowledging the traditional owners of the land, and the fact that don't take it all as overwhelming, but it's about walking a mile in the traditional owner's shoes, so to speak, you know. And then when you can move from Kalkari and you say go to Cairns and become a teacher up there, then you learn about the culture of the people there, you know. So that's the education and talk we're talking about, you know, and that's working towards closing the gap, yeah, in all facets, you know.
Yeah.
A very important week, so cultural awareness happening here at the Cloncurry State School. I want to thank you both for having us here, and we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort of stuff should be templated across the country.
Definitely. Yeah. Not just a one-off either, like
yeah,
a
sure.
continuing program, so that it actually gets embedded into the school and so there can be long-term solutions, not just quick fixes.
Yeah. So, Bella, Phil, you as a teacher's aide here, but a bit of background. You travel the world in using culture as your financial vehicle, but also a vehicle to educate the people of the world about our mob brother.
Well, yeah, I thought to myself, you know what, I've got, I can play the ditch.
Mm.
I thought to myself, I'm going to go for a worldwide walkabout.
country, Dr. Cloncurry. All right. Phil, good, Yarnes. Thank you, my brother. Karen, thank you so very much. Karen Hills, principal of Cloncurry State School. Thank you for having us, and it's a fantastic concept and idea you're doing here. Good luck with your journey as the principal, and look after all our deadly pickaninnies here.
Thanks, Trent, and thanks for coming out.
Too deadly.
Really
deadly.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, your Mob Deadly program, National Talk. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. Got some deadly interviews coming up. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. And we'll be yarning with your mob soon. Too deadly. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk, BBM, 98.7 FM, via News. National News is at your service. Too deadly.